is this the week that we're going to look back and say, the rebuild, you turned the corner this week. Back-to-back wins. What do you think of your team's performance?
I guess that's a question, right?
Yeah.
Well, certainly, you know, the way the team has been playing, and really players had deserved, in my opinion, better results than they were getting. And I think they were rewarded these last two games for the way they've been playing. And the work ethic is there without question.
Lou, what's the one thing in your time in Toronto that you've learned about this franchise and the players that you have?
Well, first of all, what I've learned about the players is that they were really looking for direction. I've been pleasantly surprised of how quickly they have responded to what Mike is asking of them, and also what we've asked of them on how they represent each other, how they represent themselves, how they represent the organization.
I know you're with the team last night. I'm just wondering, have you had your first little bit of taste about how quick the town can get excited about the team? The 180 change that probably you experienced from afar?
Well, I don't even think of anything like that. I don't allow that to get into, how I think or how I look at things, because those are things that you cannot control. My concern is always how we're playing, what we can do to get better, and, how we keep everybody on a level playing field as far as no ups, no downs, the highs, the lows, and how they're least affected.
Lou Lamoriello is with us on Hockey Central. Darren Millard with John Shannon and Gord Stellick and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet, the NHL Network. Whether it be Fraze or Gardner, you look at Kadri or Reimer's late play. Is there a player that's kind of jumped up in your eyes where you weren't expecting, or you didn't know what to expect? It's probably a fair way to ask it.
Well, I think that I'd have to mention several of them. As you said, from afar, I knew a little about the team because we played against them, and also what you do read to try and follow, what potentially you could do or couldn't do with each and every team in the NHL. But yes, there are many that I've been surprised at for different reasons. But collectively, I feel very good about, as I said earlier, how they have responded to Mike. Mike is, in my opinion, the best coach in the game today, and he demands a lot. He demands a lot out of himself, and, he leads by example. And the players have responded to that, and the little things in the game. To me, that's what you have to take care of, and then the end result will take care of itself, whatever time frame that might be. But the commitment that is there to, define the fundamentals of this game as far as minimizing mistakes.
How close do you monitor William Nylander and Mitch Marner?
Well, I think that's a given. You monitor each and every day on what's transpiring. And, we're very fortunate here because we've got, Mitch right here in London and, we've got the Mollies right in our backyard.
Any concern, teams playing well on the ice, a young guy like Frankie Corrado not getting ice time right now after a little bit timed at the Toronto Marlies?
Well, I think there's always concerns, but, there's a time and a place for everything. Right now, the most important thing is what can we do here to get this team to play to the best of its abilities. And in my opinion, you play exactly who you need to play to have the most success. And then people have to be ready when they're given that opportunity to take advantage of it. And Frankie's a great kid. He's committed. He works hard every day. His time will come, and then it's going to be up to him to make the most of that opportunity.
Dion Phaneuf has been a lightning rod the last couple of years around the Toronto Maple Leafs organization and with the fan base. He's flown under the radar for the most part this season. Can you give me a couple of words on Dion Phaneuf's play and your evaluation?
Well, Dion has impressed me to no end, both on the ice and off the ice, the way he's handled you know, the thing, different aspects that I have to deal with him off the ice, and certainly the way he's played on the ice, except for a couple of minor situations of maybe a penalty here or there, he's played extremely well. He's really bought into what Mike brings and the coaching staff brings, and has had success with it, and has been a leader. Well, there's no question in my mind. Dion, you know, I can't say enough about what he's done.
As a man who was in the general manager's meeting on Tuesday, and we all are aware that there was lots of discussion about how to improve scoring in this league, what's your perception of where the game is and really what needs to be done, if anything, to improve the game?
Well, first of all, the game is in a great state. I think we all agree on that, the changes that were made several years ago. I think the topic with scoring, you know, has been and continues to be the size of the goalie equipment, which I think personally is ridiculous. And I think that if we have to go to larger nets to convince the goalies that there has to be some adjustments, and I never thought that I would say that, then maybe we have to. Maybe the threat is what's necessary because this equipment has just gone too far. With the modern technology we have as far as what we can do to prevent injuries with the different types of materials that are out there, and we can see that in our law enforcement people. I think we have to really get a hold of this, and I know that it's a constant conversation, but it's time to do something about it.
Which piece of equipment do you think needs addressed most, pants, leg pads, or upper body?
All of the above.
Because they seemed to take a big run at the goalie pads a couple of years ago. And the pants and maybe the upper body slipped through.
I think what's happened is every time we've tweaked something, you know, the intelligence has come out and something else has gone. And believe me, I have nothing against goaltenders. I have nothing against safety whatsoever, which is the prime concern of all of us. But I think we have gone too far.
On the other front, we had Erik Karlsson on earlier. I was surprised. He's not as big on the 3-on-3 as people would think, and he's a guy that would thrive in it. I'm just curious, what have you thought of it so far?
I believe the 3-on-3 has just brought a different element to the game, even though I would like to see it, the game decided on how we play the game for 60 minutes. But I'm not one who has been in favor of the shootout. I think it's a terrible way of leaving a building to get a loss, and I think that this is an alternative which brings us closer to the game to what it's played, as I said, for 60 minutes.
5-on-5, and when you get a penalty, offsetting penalties, you stay at 5-on-5. Would you be inclined now to go to 4-on-4, to go to 3-on-3 if it ever got to two offsetting minors?
No, I would like to see the game stay at 5-on-5. And, you know, I think that the rules there are fine as far as the playing rules with the way it's handled right now. I think if there was ever a tweak that someday had to be looked at, if we were looking, is that, you know, if we're not worried about the length of the game and we'd have to do a little research, is the idea that we're probably the only sport that, after getting an infraction, gives an advantage, and that is by being able to ice the puck when you're shorthanded.
So you would consider removing icing or adapting icings to allow the defending team less opportunities to clear it?
Yes, it's something that I would think of, you know, certainly have talked about, but I would have to do a lot more research on it on, you know, the positives and the negatives and where it's at. But I think that, you know, our defense certainly is something, and penalty killing is certainly up there. And the advantage of power plays, maybe we should be looking at how we can get that to be a little higher. But I think we have to continue to look at all aspects of the game. But I think the goaltending equipment is the prime concern at this point and should be.